our top story. Gunmen have stormed a museum in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, killing more than 20 people, most of them foreign tourists. Many others were injured in the attack. The two gunmen were later shot dead by police, and a search is now underway for any accomplices. Tunisia's president says his country is at war against terrorists and has promised to fight them without mercy. Police have released new pictures of a man they want to speak to over the stabbing murder of a teenage girl in Melbourne. 17-year-old Masa Vukovic was attacked in broad daylight in a reserve near her home at Doncaster late on Tuesday. The man is seen getting on a bus on Doncaster Road shortly after the murder. Senior government ministers have been discussing the possibility of a double dissolution election as the government struggles to get key policies through the Senate. The idea was raised at two meetings on Monday. A spokesman for the Prime Minister says the government intends to run its full term. And lawyers for Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran go back to court today for their last-ditch appeal to save the men's lives. Indonesia's Vice President has indicated the two Australian drug smugglers may not be executed for months while legal challenges run their course. And finally, Queensland's Disaster Management Committee meets this morning to review emergency plans for Cyclone Nathan. The cyclone is heading back towards far north Queensland after menacing the region last week. It's expected to cross the coast near Cooktown as a Category 4 cyclone sometime early tomorrow morning.